Feeling strange? How about a little spooky? Check out all the oddies with my friend Cherish Harold Brooks with the secret chamber house of oddies and artwork. Come on in and maybe you'll hear a ghost story or two.
Welcome to the Dayton Approved Podcast with Frank O'Neill. This is where the local Dayton businesses get a spotlight.
Welcome to Dayton Approved, exploring Dayton small businesses and nonprofits with Dayton Discount Furniture. Today, we have Cherish Harold Brooks with the Secret Chamber House of Oddies and Artwork.
Yes.
All right, I want to make sure I got that. Was a long one.
It was a long one. Yeah, it never fits the line. They cut it off pretty easy.
Well, I'm excited today. We have Cherish here. She's right down the street from Dayton Discount Furniture, which is from me, and that's really exciting. So we have a neighbor friend, and she has a very interesting, exciting story. But before we get to the story, let's get to what we always start with, which is basically the, I guess you could say the mission statement, for lack of a better term of it. But what I found very interesting about the mission statement for Cherish here is she wanted to create an environment that's accepting to different thinking people.
Yes.
So explain to what that is, what that means, and I guess briefly talk about, you know, what your business is, you know, like what you do, because it's a definitely different
and definitely
interesting
different
business.
But a lot of people are different, and a lot of people have, they come in and they enjoy, even if they don't buy anything. There's a lot of artists that we represent, but there's also, you know, there's like a happiness that I find when I see that little girl that's like, oh my God, I love this. And then she's with her grandma who's like, oh my God, I love this. And maybe that's the only thing that they can do together.
Because,
you know, but when grandma finds that little mushroom weird pan, or that little girl finds that, you know, that little stuffed animal or something she likes, I try to have something for everybody. I really do. I mean, people get oddities mixed up with, they think that everything's like taxidermy and death and it has to be super dark, but that's not true. If you think of like the Day of the Dead, or you think of New Orleans, and that's a lot of my inspiration right there. But I just wanted a safe place to go for everybody. We don't judge, and sometimes it's a counterproductive when somebody corners us behind the counter and wants to tell us their alien story, but you know, we listen. It's fair born. You gotta like, there's a couple of alien stories out there, so we do meet people like on the extreme. But you know what, as long as people are like happy, and I've been to a few stores in my whole life where somebody's like, this is my favorite place, and I hear that like daily.
Yeah.
People come in like, this is my favorite store. This is my kid's favorite store. This is my, and I'm like, that's awesome, because it just the feeling that it's like I'm doing it right.
I remember I had a good friend of mine that came in town from Florida, Fort Lauderdale, and she was like, this place is awesome. And what she really liked the most about everything, what she told me, which I'm now telling you, is she's like, you know, I don't know who, you know, this person is, which is you. And she said, but they're doing it. They're doing what they love.
Yeah.
This is such a unique store. That's so inspiring. It's so encouraging. Like, she looked at it as like, I wish I had the balls to do it.
Well, that's type of deal. You know, I mean, I met somebody that was doing it, what you call it.
Yeah.
You know, they were doing it, and maybe it's not always the most successful, and maybe it's not, always about profiting, because their advice to me was like, just take it and do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, do it, because that's the chance that everyone's like afraid to take. And you know, you get sick of like standing there like at 30 something years old wanting to cry in an Olive Garden. So it's like, you know what? Fine. Like, yes, take a chance on yourself. What's the worst that can happen? You know, like, I mean,
there's
two options. Either it doesn't work or it does, but it doesn't work because you didn't want it to really work. There's been times I've been so close to low, but you know, you find a way, you know, when COVID happened, we found a way. People are like, how did you survive that? Like, very easy. I let people rent the store for a day. Bring your family in. Of course, they had all that money in their pockets. So, like, bring your family in. It's a safe place. I stood in the back. I let them in the front door. Didn't even, like, talk or engage with them until they, like, this is your store for, like, 3 hours. And bring your family and get out of your house.
Yeah,
and
do what you need to do. Yeah.
And we did, like, oddity bags. We just did everything we could to just make sure people were still seeing us. And we didn't just roll over and give up. If you're ready to do that, then you
probably don't deserve it.
Probably it was always going to find a way to fail.
Yeah, exactly. Always figure it out is what I say.
Yeah. Keep on all swimming. Just keep swimming.
It's problem solving. Yeah. That's all it is. Being an entrepreneur and a business person, it's straight up problem solving. Like, and we're always going to have a new problem that we didn't think about, that's going to pop up, that's going to hit us on the side of the head. And we're going to be like, whoa, what are we going to do?
Yeah, but you just got to, I mean, if it's your dream, nobody else is responsible for making that work.
That's
you can't
blame
it on the government. You can't blame it on the city. You can't blame it on your customers. Like, you are responsible for your dream. So make your dream work. So
yeah, it's, well, there's an old saying, you're either living the dream or you're living someone else's.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, and I got really sick of whoever that Olive Garden guy is. So. I've done plenty of things. Like, through life, though, like, I was always, like, making art and finding, I was selling little things here on the side. And I, even now, I'm still, like, I've been doing it for years. I'm literally years and years. And when people still pick up something specifically that's mine, that I made with my own two hands, like, I still get happy and I still appreciate them. And that's the artist that I seek out in my store. I like the little guys.
Yeah.
The ones that, you know, are humble about their pricing, but also still very, very happy when somebody buys their stuff. They're just excited about it. And when you stop and lose that, then that's like you're just manufacturing. You're just getting through life, and you might as well just be working wherever you were before that and not having to pay the electric and gas.
I agree. I always say what gets me excited is, I mean, we obviously we sell mattresses and furniture, so it's like whatever. But there are maybe 4-5 sales a year. I know I made that difference for that person.
Right.
I know that I truly helped that person. I know they were either sleeping on the ground or I have
back problem and things.
Yeah.
It could have been changing a long time ago. But, I mean, just taking the chance on yourself and having a business is the same thing with that, because they like blow it off, keep blowing it off, because at some point it'll happen. And it's like, well, maybe you should have fixed that situation a long time ago and you've been much more comfortable in life.
Yeah, but just knowing genuinely that I helped that person, like I said, it's only a couple, a handful of sales a year.
But that's what gets you through on those bad days.
Exactly. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
And I got a great relationship with a breast cancer called Breast Wishes.
Okay.
And you wouldn't believe how many women that go through breast cancer, they don't have a good mattress. They need just a good mattress.
Have some kind of comfort.
Yeah, so they send them over here, and they get a budget, but then we always like make sure that they really get
That's awesome.
More than they would anywhere else.
That's awesome. Because sometimes people need a little bit more kindness, and I think the world forgets, like especially in business, because everything is all about online now. You're not seeing that person you're buying that stuff from. You're not seeing that love for the thing that they're giving you or that care about it. They're just next order, fill it.
Exactly. I mean, how can you actually deliver on something like that online? It's impossible.
It is.
And that's kind of part of the stuff we were talking about a little bit, in the pre-show about, the difference between online. It's like, you were saying, it's that nostalgic feeling is what you're saying. When you actually touch, feel, I mean, you were telling me all about it, like the difference between.
I get defensive about it when people bring it. Well, why don't you sell online when I'm having like a bad day? And I'm like, they're like, well, we can invite. Like that's their first advice: sell online. Why? So you can sit at home and just like continuously just push buttons. Like you're missing so much of the world. Sometimes the drive is awful, but sometimes it's the little things, and especially I'm in a frivolous business. Like sometimes you don't know you want that, need that, love that until you're actually touching it, seeing it, remembering why, like that brought back the nostalgia of it,
Yeah.
But it's been challenging, especially after COVID, because everybody got really used to that. But I really try to push for events and things that make people remember they need to like live life, not just like be in life,
Yeah. So. No, absolutely. And the other thing, too, you said I remember it's like you kind of you were saying, I guess the words you were using, like you rescue things.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Well, I ever since I was younger, I don't see trash as trash. I don't want to I don't want to, you know, some things are trash.
Yeah.
You know, some trash is trash. But there's a lot of people that are just give up. You know, they give up on things as quick as they do give up on things for themselves. And you find these like treasures on the side of the road, or you find, you know, and it's just, I just see, ooh, okay, well maybe I'll put a pentagram on it. You know, I mean, that's a cool coffee table. But I mean, there's so many things that I even go into weird little auctions or something, and people are like already discarding it because it's just a little bit of work to put it back together. And then immediately, as soon as I do, there's like 50 people like, I want to buy it. And I'm like, too bad. I love it.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. When I have that death auction, when I die, I'm gonna have some really cool stuff. So I hope everybody turns out, because I do hoard some of my things too. And that's I have a oddities museum in our basement. It's like it's only $5 walkthrough. I came up with that in COVID. That was one of my ways to survive, because I have all these things at home and you can't find them anymore. So I was like, people need to see these though. You know, I was like, they need to see these things. So
yeah. So yeah,
fun
tell
story.
Us.
Yeah, yeah, fun story about that.
Yeah, yeah. Tell like, us about that.
Fun
yeah.
story about people needing to see things. So I was with Mike Foy down in his basement, and I'm like, "What is this fuzzy thing behind this other thing in the basement?"
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a little monkey taxidermy that somebody gave me like 40 years ago, and it's been sitting there ever since. And I'm like, "No, it's not." By the way, I'm not selling it, but it's coming with me, and I didn't really give him a choice. So and then I found out about his two-faced kitten that he's had sitting in a formaldehyde for like 30 years.
Oh,
I don't even know how it's still like surviving, because I know about these things, and I'm like, you can't do that. You're lucky it's even like a one piece. So I was like, and I begged him for like 3 years, like, give me this two-faced kitten, give it to me. So he finally did, and I got it into the right solution, and now I have it in my cabinet where people can come and just, they can see the monkey and they can see the thing, and it's representing him. It's like a little crossbreed, like, you know, because I do what I do in Fairborn specifically because I remember my nostalgia as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And when I felt I wasn't accepted and I was too weird for everyone, there was one time a year that I felt like I was normal and I could just walk amok everyone else, you know?
Yeah.
And I came down here and I just had so many memories of it. And I thought, once I stopped doing the conventions and I used to do the horror movie conventions and I did the oddities conventions and I did all those things and I traveled with them. And it was fun when it was fun. But at some point, you know, like, let's put some roots down and, you know, and not make this my side gig, making this my main gig.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of anywhere better to put it than where it all began for me, which was Fairborn.
Yeah.
And like in my mind, my status of like heroes are like, it's Bill Murray and Jeff Goldblum and then Mike Foy. So like meeting him and him being so cool with me and so accepting of me was a really big deal to me. And I don't want to make this like the Mike Foy show for real, but he really did like push me to like follow my dream on that and bring it here. And immediately he was like at my door and, you know, making sure I knew who he was. And he sends people down all the time. And now that I've been open 8 years and we are on we're on several different websites that a lot of people don't know about. Apparently there's one called Atlas Obscura. So if you like the weird, follow Atlas Obscura. They basically you can find like the top five things of like any city anywhere. And maybe it's like tic-tac-toe with a chicken or like a house shaped like a UFO. But for Dayton, I didn't even put myself on there. Somebody put me on there. For Dayton, I am like their top five things to do weird in Dayton area. Yes, I know. And I get so many people coming from like all over. Like I have people traveling from New York to California, you know. And we have so many little highway junctions here that we're so close to, with 70 and 675. And,
It's 70 and 675, or no, 70 and 75.
Yeah,
and it's called the Crossroads of America.
Yeah, and people will make an effort to come and check out something, and I'm that something. So when people come to me, I'm just like, oh, so you've been down to Foy's, and they're like, what's Foy's? And I don't think any other shop on this street has that, like, where they're like, what do you mean, what's Foy's? You know, not in Fairborn. We definitely love our Halloween here, but we're not just Halloween. We're like all year round. There's some really cool little shops, and it's been really nice. And meeting some of these people and watching them like grow and watching, you know, we've all been in the same struggles and we've all like support each other. And
yeah,
at least on my little block. And then it's like cool, the little toy store and the, the comic book store that's been here for like such a long time. And I do not promote my shop as just my shop. Like we have a whole street, you know,
yeah.
People are going to have to drive to get to Fairborn from certain places. And you definitely want to be out of your car longer than you're in your car.
Yeah.
So like just park on the corner and then walk these two little weird strange blocks and like
yeah.
check out all these little, it's like almost like Stranger Things like meets an actual town. Like it's got a cool little vibe, and people are very excited about it when they come and they've never been here before, and that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of us that they take it for granted because they're from here. You know?
Yeah, I don't think everyone realizes the energy and the vibe that you get
mm-hmm.
when you walk around. It's also old school town.
Yeah.
Which a lot of places, it's kind of gone away.
Mm-hmm.
Fairborn has done an interesting, or I would say a decent job on like trying to keep it going.
At least the people that are trying, the businesses have made
decisions where they're like, look, that'll take away. Like I know Walmart was at one point, this was a while ago, they were trying to go up where the hospital is.
Gross.
So that would have, but that was literally a plan to just
yeah.
screw all the, because that's what Walmart does.
Mm-hmm.
Screw all the small towns.
Yeah.
And just soak all the business up. So.
Well, we got the mall. We got that.
Yeah.
It's a couple exits away. Go there if you want that vibe. But you need to, people don't take advantage of we're not the only town like this. There's some little towns that people just don't even know what's in your own town. Like
mm-hmm.
before you're always, you know, you plan vacations and you plan places to go, then look in your own city for like
mm-hmm.
fun, interesting things to do. They're there. But people just, they forget about it and they just do the same thing over and over because of comfort maybe. But I'm Dayton in a whole, like the art community in Dayton, the entertainment in Dayton, the different bars that they have open, but I mean, just different like little restaurants that were once little pop-ups and now they're like full-on restaurants and so good. And people just don't know they exist because they're like, where are we going to eat? Okay, let's go to, you know, and they just, the same go-tos, you know, like,
yeah.
But take a chance, walk into that little store,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Just make a conversation. You never really know like what you're going to find if you don't take a chance to do it, you know?
Yeah, talk a little bit more. I know we need to get to your story eventually,
mm-hmm.
but talk a little bit more about the museum that you have downstairs, because I did get a chance to experience it, and there was so much stuff in there.
It's a lot darker vibe than the upstairs.
Yeah.
The upstairs got that more New Orleans and color vibe to it, and I want everybody to feel welcome there. The basement itself is it's 18 and up.
Yeah,
it has a dungeon vibe to it because at one point it was my photography dungeon.
Oh, okay.
But you know, COVID happened, and we couldn't rent that anymore. For photography, by the way, that's a key word.
Yeah.
But I feel like you know, I have all this really cool stuff, and I kept selling some of my favorite things, and I'm like, I'm never going to see this stuff again. But people also kept bringing me things, and I
yeah.
felt like obligated to keep them.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, I can't really sell this. And then it started getting weirder. People were coming
yeah.
in like, oh, this monkey has a weird vibe to it. And like, it's, and I'm like, okay, put it in the basement, say bye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, I went through, you know, and I've done the things that, you know, keep it in, like we have elements that people that are into that side of things, they,
yeah.
They recognize with the iron and the different, stuff like that. But we have things that are real. We have
mm-hmm.
like a photo that it's like the first panoramic of the Boston Fire. And you can just see the detail of all the buildings that have like totally burnt down. And it's amazing. It's amazing. But then we also have, we have our guest skeleton down there right now named Rosie. And, we have, you know, weird taxidermy, but we also have like a Dybbuk box that somebody found in their wall. And if you don't
yeah.
know what a Dybbuk box is,
yeah.
you know, I guess look up the Ghost Hunters and Post Malone.
Yeah.
I did a weird thing. But people found this in a wall, like a box that's like sealed
yeah.
with wax on a wall, and you're not like, don't open it.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
they brought
well,
it to
I mean,
me. What do we do with it?
Danger.
I'm like, okay. I was like, all right. So I just started collecting these things. But, We hold a lot of respect for like the dead side of things too.
Mm-hmm.
We do still have that, and I've had people bring me like they've done clean outs and they found ashes like actually in urns
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, let's respect it. You know, obviously this was somebody that was important to somebody else, and I don't know how it got to this position, but yeah. Let's give it respect now. And
I was one of my favorite places to visit in Las Vegas is called the El Cortez. Mm. And they have like a channel where they all, the people that work there, and most of them are like family, and like they've been there forever. And the guy that bought it, he was like someone that worked there when he was younger, and then now he has in his family, but he keeps all the traditions alive. And it's literally the oldest like working casino in Vegas. So one of the things that one of the old owners used to do is that the workers would work like there all the time, and like they became family. And if they, and a lot of them didn't have family. So if they died, he would pay for their funeral, and then he would keep their ashes.
Okay.
So he's had like tons of employees. Their ashes are just in the basement, and they just, they've kept them.
Yeah.
I think they said there's like 30 or 40.
Well, that, I mean, that's, urns, I mean, they mean ash, something to
him.
Yeah,
but they stayed at the business. I mean, how wild is that to think about?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I want to stay at, like, the place I worked. But, I mean, I guess if I love it.
But they had nowhere to go. Right. He's like, what do I do? Because, like, there's no family.
There's so many people. But he just took it on himself. So many things are just discarded, you know. And it's a shame. But it feels, you know, for the people that it means something to, it just like to keep those things close. And that's why I keep some of those things in the basement. I do, because I want to keep them close, but I think people should see them, and I think that they should respect them and love them too. And respect is a big word for me when it comes to oddities, because I think a lot of people just, if they start doing it for money, you know, then I mean, in reality, humanity, if somebody wanted a 7-year-old's kidney, somebody's going to find that for money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So that's the same thing when it comes to animals and people like being lazy in the way they process things and the way they push things. And I'd rather just, the money isn't worth it to me as far as it is the respect for it. So I'll keep it. I'll be a little bit poorer, but you know, people, these things will not be apart from me until like I'm actually gone. Like,
so,
and even then I'll probably be a little bitter and haunt somebody if they don't like take the thing I said that they need to.
I've got a buddy that owns a Crossroads coin shop up in Vandalia, and I've been trying to get him on the show, but he's like, I don't want to be on the show. I don't want anyone to hear me. I don't want to represent myself that way. I'm like, whatever.
I mean, it's not that hard.
But he gets a lot of cool different things, like pieces of history, right? Like rare coins and bills and all this stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, do you ever like keep any of it? Like, do you ever want to hold on to it? And he goes, honestly, I used to when I was younger, but he's like, now to the point where I'm just like super thankful that I at least got to see it.
There's some things, you maybe. Know, yeah, there's some things maybe, but I definitely like wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat for a few things that I've gotten rid of that I'll never see again.
Really?
Absolutely. All right. I know that person's face that bought it, and I'm like, you know, quizzing them when they walk in, like, how's that circus box that I sold you? You still have that, right? Like, you know. There's some regrets in there that I've gotten rid of, but the oddities, all of that changed with the whole internet thing, and it was like COVID. There's things that I used to get for people just considered trash, and now they're like wanting to charge the most ridiculous prices for. But that's how it's become disrespectful, because especially in the human bones selection, because people will get one of these medical skeletons, and they will piece them out down to the teeth if they think they're going to make $10,000 on one guy, you know. And I get somebody in their entirety, then they stay that way. Like,
you're not trying to whore it out.
No, we have our house skeleton, which is upstairs, and people can all see that. And his name is Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah.
And
thought you were gonna say Frank.
Yeah. And in New Orleans, there's some cool stories, you know. And if you think about like Pirates of the Caribbean, where people get stuck on the purgatory boat, you know, between life and death until they pay their debt. So in New Orleans, there's a lot of shrines where people like put, you know, money, coins, things that are important to them with the skulls or the skeletons. It's like a voodoo thing. And I do that with Fred, and it's like paying your debt to the ferryman to get you from one to the other. And maybe it's not your debt. Maybe it's an ancestor's debt or something. Mm-hmm. And then people throw that at them all the time. But then sometimes I find notes in there. And sometimes I find like there's a girl that, every time she's sad, her and her father used to collect dimes for some reason, and she'll find that a dime, you know, and she doesn't feel right about spending it, so she comes and like puts it in the shrine, and it's really grown. And you know, it gives people like something different to see. It's beauty and death, you know.
Yeah.
And that, if I'm going to have to talk about death, I want it to be that, because I find that that is the respect.
Like, yeah,
we're all going to get there, you know. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Who knows
nobody
the story escapes about Fred, where he actually came from, because he's from the 1800s and he's so
yeah
old. But I can't think that maybe, you know, maybe it was a grave rob, or maybe it was, you know, like, you just don't know. And I just, like, the sickness I have in my stomach when I first got him, and I thought, oh my God, did somebody, like, go to see their son or something, and this guy wasn't there? I can't write that wrong. I don't know
yeah
how to do that, but all I can do now is give the respect to it, I think, that it deserves. So, yeah, so.
Yeah, no, that's all you can do.
Yeah, we have some fun other things, too. We have a two-headed baby buffalo, and I actually bought that locally from a guy who just had it up in his attic, which
wow
is insane. And, yeah, and that's a, come to find out, it's an old traveling circus, like, freak show piece.
Oh, okay.
So it's had its own history and things that, you know. And so we have some things that are museum-ish that stay, and then something, you know, tons of things that are for sale. But
right
we also have a host, a ton of artists that they have, like, such amazing little things. And even when I think I'm creative, I'm like, oh, my God, how did you come up with
yeah
this? It's amazing. Yeah, and it's just a cool place to see. It's a lot of space. We got a lot of space in the back, so we do art shows as well every once in a while. But we can host parties, and you can't just, like, be a store anymore.
Yeah,
at least of what I'm
doing.
All
sorts of stuff, yeah, yeah.
At least what I'm doing, I can't just be a store and survive. Like, you have to come up with creative ways to get people to continuously, like, come in for some reason or other. So
yeah, no, that's the whole idea. You just got to keep traffic, floor
yeah
traffic is what I call it.
We do several things through the year that are just completely different from each other. We just had our fetish art show, which is the beginning of February, and I've been doing that since the beginning of opening, and that brings people from all over the state. And it's not like a pervy thing, it's literally art. And
yeah,
you know, they might do, like, some rope tying demonstrations or some things like that, but, you know, nothing the city would, like, freak out about. But on the other scale, we do, like, baby goat pettings
yeah
when people bring in their grandchildren and they
yeah
all hang out and they pet goats. And
yeah
you see these big biker guys, and it's like, you know, and we usually do that in the beginning of, like January, February, because it's just such a dim part of, like, for us here in Ohio,
yeah,
you know, like, it's gray, it's, like, gross, and it gets people out of the house, but, like, there's no way you can't, like, smile happy, like, a little baby goat looking up at you.
Yeah,
yeah, you get these big biker guys coming with their girlfriends, and they're like, yeah, and then they get it put in their hands, and you just see them melt, and they're like, baby goat! Right? And we got pictures of these, like, happy, smiley, like, big bearded guys. And
yeah,
like, yeah.
Which is art in itself.
Yeah, right. And it's like, so it's okay. Like, art is expressed in so many different ways, but happiness is also, you know, so,
yeah,
you know, just keep trying, and we try things and see if they work, and they just, I don't know, I just come up with good ideas or
yeah
what, but people love it, so.
Well, let's get to your story before we get too far down the rabbit hole in some of this stuff.
Okay.
It was a good explanation, though, because I feel like it's kind of tough to explain what your store is unless you actually go there.
Yeah.
Which is what you basically said. But
mm-hmm
it's got all these different things. Literally, oddies is the best way to explain
yeah
it. It's all sorts of stuff that you don't even know that you are missing out on.
And that's not just like dead things.
Yeah.
Like, I, why do we have all your clowns next to your Catholic stuff? Well, because you get your own store and put your clowns wherever the hell you want.
Right.
You know, like, you know. So we have that too. And, you know, and not everything about it is like stuff that I was explaining that today to a girl. There's like, we have people who make the little spell kits and things like that. That's not something I'm more of an artist and
mm-hmm
more of changing things that I find. But when people come in and they say there's a need or there's something that there's missing and nobody can find it around here, I'm like, well, if I have a guy, you know,
yeah,
why not? If it's a little weird and you can't find it, let's try to find it. So it's, you know, have like this metaphysical stuff that, it's not my niche, you know. You know, some of the stones and rocks. We have fossils. We have all kinds. Every cabinet has got a different vibe to it.
Yeah.
You know, every cabinet. So I'm up in the front cabinet. I have like World War II items, and like, you know, it's just like, maybe it's not something I generally collect, but if I come across it and I know like it should, man, this should come with me because somebody's going to love it. Like, if I get that little tingle, like,
yeah,
somebody's going to love that. You know?
Yeah, I know silver. I remember Civil War bullets. That
mm-hmm
was cool when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'd always try and find one. I remember we went to Gettysburg and
Yeah, I have a.
They're like, you can get them. They're all over the place still.
I have an arm, like a hook. It's mm-hmm. an arm. It's like probably like mid arm, like hook hand. Like I got, and it was a Civil War. It's a Civil War piece. Where the hell?
Yeah.
I don't even know where the hell it like came from, but it's in my collection now, and I do have it for sale. But people are just like, ooh, about yeah. it, you know? Yeah. Whatever works, we'll see. Yeah, it's been fun. And that used to be, you know, it used to be funner. Like I used to travel from here to like New Orleans and back and hit different cities and different little hidey holes. And
yeah.
I don't do that so much anymore. I have a lot of people that come to me, which mm-hmm. is nice with their collections. Maybe they're just changing their mind or they just need to move. Like you never know why they're getting rid of it. But people come to me with things that they find even, and they're like, I thought somebody might like this. And I'm like, well, cool. Let's turn it into some.
If you get enough people coming, I'm telling you, what's blowing up in my head is like a Pawn Stars show.
Yeah.
You
know, it happens.
You get some weird stuff. And
yeah.
then if you can line it up,
they come in with
people,
a weird box and they're like, they're just, and you never know what people are pouring out of the box. And
yeah.
sometimes
That's
when people walk
itself.
Into the door, cause I have that My Mother's Memories next door, which is very, it's like she's older and she's got that country appeal and like wood and like, you know, and she's doing very well. And we are very different people, but our doors are very close together.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've had some of her customers come in and they literally, I've heard them gasp
yeah.
and turn around. Sometimes they make it like halfway up an aisle and they tried and they just
turn
around.
They couldn't do it.
But sometimes people come in and I'm like, oh, that's totally one of her people. And then that lady ends up like with a whole counter for the stuff that she didn't know. She just accidentally walked in like, yes, it's the coolest place. I'm like, oh, awesome. You know, now you found a new place you didn't know about. So,
yeah.
But I mean, even so with my little goth kids or whatever, I still lead them over to her because most of everything in the world is a perspective, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And mm-hmm. I have this big iron goat and it's awesome. It's a really cool piece. Honestly, like I've wanted to just almost keep it somebody else's I'm selling for them, but a little old lady came in and was like, oh my God, I love it. I'm like, really? And she's like, oh yeah, I have this kitchen that's all black animals and it's a white and with black animals. And I'm like, okay, I see that. And then, you know, a couple days later, oh my God, I love it. Well, why do you love it? And I always ask, I want to know, oh, I'm an Aries and it's a goat that looks like Aries. I'm like, okay, you know, it has nothing to do with each other, but it's all about perspective. And we have a motto that if something isn't selling, just say it out loud. Like, why hasn't somebody bought that and move it 6 inches to the left?
Yeah.
Literally just move it 6 inches and it gives some, and like if
it
people
does.
Come in, people that were in yesterday will be in
yeah.
like, oh, well, that's new. And it's like, I just moved it 6 inches. Literally. That's
oh,
all I
it's,
did.
It's so true. And that's what we do with our stuff too. It's like, it's moving around.
Yeah.
I don't care. We got to move it. And then everyone's like, well, I don't understand. Why are we going to move it? I go, because trust me, we got to move it.
You just got to get a different perspective and a fresh look at it.
That's all you got to do sometimes. You just got to move it. It's wild how it works.
It is funny because it's like, I don't want to say a curse because if it works, it's awesome. Like literally just say the name of it.
Or
why hasn't someone bought this?
The other joke is like, man, no one's been in here today. I'll be like, order food. The second you get food and you start, you bite into your sandwich.
Yeah, I know that from restaurant work for sure. Absolutely. That is exactly how it goes. But
so yeah, let's get back to the story. Like, so tell us about the start. How did you discover this? I know you were saying when you were a kid, you were, I guess, around here in Fairborn. And
well, that's how I started like my love for what I do.
Yeah.
And so honestly, it's crazy. Like one night I was laying in bed and I turned on PBS
mm-hmm.
and it was a documentary about Dragon Con. If you know what that is, it's like this Atlanta convention. It's kind of like Comic-Con on our coast. It's a huge convention with like so many different people. And they were having interviews with people from like Star Trek and Star Wars. I'm like, where the hell do those people hang out together?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. So I never really like, you know, I have all my weird stuff and things and I never really like looked for other people like me because I didn't really feel like nobody responded to those things. Like I responded to them. So I was just like, you know, that whole find your people, that's more of a, this generation, they mm-hmm. find your people. Like that is totally true. But when I was younger, we didn't have that concept. We just kind of mm-hmm. kept quiet about our weird And I went down to this Dragon Con, and there was a lot of horror themed actors, and I was like, holy shit, I want to do this. Like, I want to be where these people are, mm-hmm. because I love all this, and I love the atmosphere of the conventions. So I started working with, I found there was two horror movie conventions here in Ohio. There was Horror Hound and Days of the Dead. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go where these people are, and you know, just making friends. And I was just going, and then I just had weird art. I'm like, oh my god, I have things that are cool too. And then I started helping people, and then I started having, next thing you know, I have my own booth. Next thing you know, I'm like highly involved, you know. Yeah. And then Oddity's Curiosity started, and that was just a whole nother world of like my weird people. I'm like, holy crap, my whole network was just like growing. And you started realizing like, you're not alone in the world. There's like all these people that are into these things. And it doesn't always have to be the exact same thing, but there's at least a connection there with something, you know? And so I did that for a while, traveling with all that. It's exhausting. It was my side gig. You know, I do that on the weekends, every weekend. And then I was like, finally, I was just like so tired of like the traveling, and I was just like, I want to bring this home. I want to bring this home where it all started for me. And I think if it needs to be seen anywhere, it should be seen in Fairborn. And I came down here, and I was literally walking the street, and I was like, it was like a movie. I'm telling you, it was like a movie. Cause I was like, none of these places, you know, like, I don't even know how to get these places. How do I even rent something? How does that even happen? And what do you do? And like, I'm walking by this window, and this guy goes to the window, and he puts the for rent sign like right in the window. And I was like, you know, I just had that conversation with somebody, and they were like, just, you know, just do it. Just do it. Don't just bite it. Do it. And just don't even question it. If you want to do something, do it. Just don't even question it. I was like, okay. So I seen that, and I walked in there, and he's like, it's you can have. I could be out by like next weekend, and $700 go. And I was like, okay. And I just wrote him a check, and then I called my husband. Then I called him and was like, hey, by the way, we have a store now. Like, and I had this store, and it was like 2-3 weeks before the Halloween festival down here.
Yeah.
So it was like this big empty space. But I mean, I had my little art in there, and I was trying, you know, just filled it up as best as I can. And I was like, I'm not even supposed to be open yet. And like, people were just like begging to come in the door and see what I was doing. Everybody was super interested. And of course everybody's like, oh, it's cool that Mike Foy is opening another place. Yeah. I'm like, this has nothing to do with them. This is mine. But, there's a challenge. There's an action. I mean, you don't feel it because I hate to do the man and woman card. I hate to do that, but every person that walked in that door, every freaking one of them was like, right to my husband, like, oh, this is a cool place you're making. This is a cool place you have. Like, they still like come in now. It's been 8 years. I haven't been with that guy for like 4, and they still come in like, hey, where's that guy that owns this place? And I'm like, but yeah, I don't know why they don't think that a chick could have something this cool, but like it has been a challenge. And just the city and entirely on its own, like being a woman in business, like to be taken seriously, especially in my line of work, people just don't find that a woman would do that.
It's like, a real wall. It's a real wall.
Yeah,
it's there. I recognize it when I'm told about it, but like I never.
Oh yeah.
Have had any
issues. I never believed it to be like true until I'm experiencing it.
That's pretty much what I hear. Yeah,
I've went to like things where there's like all these businessmen, and they'll call me things like, "Okay, sweetheart." Like when when I'm like, "Hey, I got good ideas," you know. What I mean?
Yeah.
Like I made it through the toughest of times. I made it through COVID. I made it through years of stuff, and on my own. Nobody, I didn't get a grant. I didn't get anything. Like I didn't get nothing, no kind of help from any city or anything. And I did it all on my own, which means I can reap the reward on my own. This is my business, and that's it. That's mine. It's my rules, my laws, my everything. I can't go back to working for people. It'd be terrible.
Oh, I know. Could you imagine?
I'm too mouthy. I can't do this. I'd be telling all the bosses how to do their jobs. I was already like to that level when I was like, I'm just like, not that I'm smarter than you, but I'm kind of smarter than you. Like, you know, like, what do you mean? Some of the stuff that people do. But I definitely need to. I have a bit of an ADD thing going on, and my attention is like everywhere. And you know, and people walk into my store and like there's umbrellas on the thing, there's painting on the ground, there's just like, you see them just, they don't talk to me, they talk like I'm in the room, but they're like, oh my God, this is so cool, how did you do this? Like they don't, they just look around everywhere and they apologize for it, and I'm like, no man, this is how I live life, this is how I feel in every situation, like I'm always just very aware of every color and everything, and I'm going to trail off easy. So this is me. It's like being in my head, being in my store. So if you don't like my store, you probably aren't going to like me, and it's probably for the best that we just part ways, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm glad that when people take a chance, there's some people that get, you can tell they're getting dragged in there. But there, you know, there's always a little bit of something for somebody, and time the end of it, you hear somebody say, oh man, that's cool. I'm like, good. Yeah. You know, I mean, that means I can find some kind of connection with you, even as little as that, you know, maybe it's just that tiny thing. But, so when I opened the store, it was a challenge to get it going a little bit. I mean, I did a really good time because of that, you know, that whole holiday festival, was like, oh right, this is going to work because it's like the busiest time down here. And then it was nothing. It was nothing for a really long time. And I still did what I did with the conventions and all that for a while. I worked, like, even right now, people are like, oh, they think you open a business and you're rich for some reason. Like,
I don't know why that is, but
because I took a chance. No, absolutely not. You know, it's a lot harder having it's basically like having two households, you know, like your rent, your like electric, your gas.
And then when you say that's funny, cause it's like the electric's more, the water's more.
Yeah.
It's like really everything's more. Everything's why? More. Because you're a business.
Because you're a business.
And it's like, wait, what?
You don't really get a break at that. No. And people are always coming at you like, oh yeah, you're rich. So every charity and everything, you have to be, you have to really focus on the things that you want to see changed and the things that you want to help, because it's hard to accommodate everybody. And I really wish I could. I really do. I'll put everything in that I can, but I can't give you my all, you know? And, so we opened, and it just like before COVID, it was like, whoa, this is working. And then that was like, COVID was like such a smack in the face, but then you rewire and you find a way. You want it to work, then you find a way, because it's yours. And it's like, you know, you wouldn't give up on your kid. You wouldn't give up on your dog if you're a decent person. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? This is my baby. This is my baby. I raised
it
from a little egg.
It really is.
Yeah, and I mean, everything about it is my baby, you know? Yeah. So if you were insulting it in any way, like, then you're insulting me, and it's like, my baby, you slap my baby? I've grown, my network has definitely grown, like, my Facebook and everything. I didn't know what was going to work, you know? I can't TikTok. I guess I'm too old to get there.
No.
If you're not showing dogs or, like, you know, naked ladies, then you're probably not going to grow a TikTok. It's not going great. But I post the same thing
So you post stuff on TikTok with...
I do. I try. I'm trying to get better about more networking.
I would think that TikTok would be good for you, because it's like, you know, you could have different stuff. People are like, what is that?
My most liked video is one standing outside my house where there's a bunch of geese flying across my... of all the fun videos that I post, you know, I put it on Facebook. People like react to it, and everybody's like, "I'm getting off Facebook," and like they're back, like, you know, within a month. So, I post a. It's easy to have like your event pages and things like that for people to follow. And I also don't work just with my event pages. Like, I'm always like other people and other artists and things that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not my thing, but this is an awesome thing, and it's in Dayton, it's in your town. Get the hell out of your house. Go do something cool, you know?
Yeah.
People complain all the time that there's nothing around here to do, but that is just
absolutely wrong. I hear that.
Information.
Yeah, and I agree. And I, you know, I hear it too. It's like, Dayton, all you can do is go to a bar. There's nothing going on. I go, well, that is a very true statement.
Yeah, well, it's
but there's other things
alcohol,
you can do.
There's always like that's alcohol anywhere, involved. Yeah. Yeah. So we, you know, I've been thinking about that actually, because I went to an event here recently, and it was like a tea party, and there's like, an, you know, like they didn't want like mother and mother-in-law like meeting each other for the first time and people like having, you know, just being in a different state of mind than they should be. And I was like, so there's no alcohol. And I was like, wow. I was like, and thinking about it, like there's like no things around that have no alcohol, you know? Right. So if you're having your 20th birthday, your 19th birthday, what do you do, you know? So I'm getting together with...
Well, you go to Canada.
Yeah, right. I'm getting together with my friend that owns the Clash downtown in the Oregon District, and we're going to set up like a gothic tea party and no alcohol. So I'm going to start like hosting those as a thing. It's just one of our other ideas.
You know, I know the mocktails are very popular right now.
Yeah.
And really getting those mocktails that are like antioxidant mocktails, which actually is a healthy thing. Like basically you cleanse yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what people are doing. And then taking edibles.
Yeah.
That's like the new form.
A lot of the younger generation just don't do alcohol. Good for them because of all the embarrassing moments I had when I did alcohol. You know what I mean? I wish I could go back on. But there's a lot of younger people. Like my store, because we are so open to whoever, you know, we have a lot of just young people like trying to find themselves. And there's we did Pride, so we have like the, you know, we have a gay community, we have a trans community, and we just open, the doors are just open to everybody. You're not judged here. That's not on that, at least. Yeah. I mean, if you're an asshole, you're an asshole.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? But I don't like you because of that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Not because of anything that you're wearing or like anything that you want to be for yourself.
So it's funny because that is the one thing that is actually you're allowed to do. You can say, you know what, as a business owner or as an employee, as a business or as a customer or an employee, you can say, you know what, you're an asshole, I don't like you, goodbye.
I also have this like
it doesn't matter.
Bad parent thing going in my head. Like I have all these signs, like there's a lot of signs to read when you're coming in the store. Most of them are, I put like a humor on them, but I'm kind of kidding not kidding, you know, kidding not kidding, like your kids are your responsibility, and if you don't have an adult with you, you can't come in my store. There's a lot of suggested things. And if you want to traumatize your children, that's on you.
I've got a story for you that's just recently happened, which is funny, and I don't even know if I should say it, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's something I haven't seen in a while. So I don't know who it is, but there's this 9-year-old kid came in 2 days ago, and I've got an older guy that works for me. He's like 64. His name's Bruce, and he's just getting off working 6 days in a row. It's like 6:30 at night. Kid comes in and he's like, oh, that spill, because we have these fake spills. He's like, oh, there's something spilled. He goes, oh yeah, it's fake. He's like, do you have an adult with you or a parent? Kid goes, no. He goes, this couch is nice. He's like, kid, you gotta have an adult, you know, this isn't a kid's store, you know,
you ain't got no credit card.
There's no need.
9-year-old,
we don't want 9-year-olds walking around here, right? You know. And he goes, oh, do you guys sell TVs? And he goes, kid, come on, you gotta go. And he gets, and like Bruce is probably, I don't know, 20 feet away from him. But he was, like, walking towards him while he was telling him. And then he stops, and the kid gets up from the couch. And he just kind of, like, mean stares Bruce. And then he, like, there's a couch on the way out. And he kicks the couch.
This little bastard.
So Bruce immediately, I've never seen a 64-year-old man run, it's like lightning speed, runs to that kid, grabs him by the shirt, drags him to the front door, and throws him out of like a fucking casino, you know, from like the 50s. And I said, Bruce, what are you doing?
I know. You're going to have parents like, and how dare you put your hand on my
what?
Baby?
Kick the furniture. What do you expect? I go, you can't touch kids.
Yeah.
This is 2025. Like, you can't touch kids.
But I mean, you should.
But I mean, it wasn't like he was hurting.
If you're acting like an adult, or you're acting, somebody needs to call you out, asshole. Well, yeah, they get really mad because they come in like in piles, especially in the summer and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, you need an adult.
But
and
honestly,
an adult to me is 21.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But my thing was like, that kid's gonna come back and smash my window, man. Like, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, they don't like me very well. I'm the one that yells at them. I was just literally at the auction. I was at the auction down the street, and they were playing with beer bottles, and I was like, I was a block away, and I was like, hey, stop playing with beer bottles.
Yeah.
And there's people outside smoking, and I'm like, I got to yell at them all the time. But
well, Fairborn has a kid problem.
Yeah. They have a parent responsibility problem.
Well, they think the city or the downtown area is the daycare.
Well, it's because the library is down there, and I've watched them go in there and get their free snack that they get. And I've watched them come out and crush all the chips with their hand and dump it in front of that museum. And they were having like a vet, like have like a actual like little ceremony that day for a guy. Yeah. And I had to go in there and like tell him like, you guys got all this trash here because these kids just did it. And it's just disrespectful. Yeah. Like they try to help you out with snacks, and now like how do they just say yes or no to kids? You know, like snacks. Like you're the jerky one. Like,
right. Yeah.
I watch them all the time. I go in there and they're always having.
We have the water cooler by the door, so they always open the door and try and get water. We're like, hey, no, no.
That sucks. But there is a place opening that's supposed to be kid friendly with the video games and things.
Yeah, that'd be good.
They're putting a lot of effort in it. And if they want to deal with them, absolutely. You know, I mean, I guess the idle hands is their kind of philosophy, and I hope that works and people have patience for that. But I have way too many things. I'm not like a novelty shop where I can just order this stuff off a truck. Like this stuff, like some of this stuff is very rare. You're not going to be able to replace it. Your mom is definitely not going to want to pay for it. So, you know, but I've had to have people leave because they just open the door and let their kids run like this is, you know, Spirit Halloween. But it's not like, keep your kids with you. And it's a whole speech we do. I have to have people at the door through Halloween time. We have like a door guy just to tell parents, keep your kids with you. Keep your kids with you. It's like a repeat.
Well, yeah, we could talk all night about kids in Fairborn, but and the lack of parenting, and I don't know. I mean, and it's funny because, I mean, the cops don't know what to do. They're like, the kids.
What do you do?
Where are we going to put them?
Yeah.
You know? You can't do anything about it.
I feel bad that they don't have something better for them to do. You know? I feel like
parents are just like, go there, because it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, it's obviously
it's been,
probably
it's been
not
like
good.
one, two in the morning, and there's like a posse of like 12 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
I got cameras outside. I see it. It triggers them. I'm like, what the hell is this going on?
Yeah, summer is always like a nail-biting like situation.
I had a car stop right back here, and then they're like, I don't know what they were doing. I thought they were like fighting. And I was like, so I called the police. I was like, look, they're fighting. I got on camera. I don't know what they're doing. And they came, and the cops came and, you know, broke them up or whatever, and they were on their way, and the cops came in. He goes, well, they said they weren't fighting. I said,
course.
Oh, what were they doing? He goes, they're making TikTok videos. I said, they might be, but it looked like fighting to me.
Yeah.
But what an excuse.
Yeah.
What an excuse.
But also,
we're not fighting, officer. We're making a TikTok video.
It's sad
video.
That they can't just, like, you know, communicate. Like that either, but then and the kid, people just don't have like communication skills.
Yeah.
Children especially, because they've just not been taught that. And also, COVID kind of made everybody feral.
Like
we all went backwards, like 20 decades somehow or another. I don't really understand how that happened. It's like, what the hell happened? You didn't drive for like a summer. Why do you not know how to drive now?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but
I'm keeping that though in my pocket though.
Yeah, I wish.
I'm gonna jack someone in the face and then say
that.
I was making a TikTok video,
yeah,
sir.
TikTok.
It's a misunderstanding. I was making a TikTok video.
It's just TikTok. Yeah. Right. Well, what's your TikTok? Well, I haven't made it yet.
Yeah. No, that was it. Me punching the guy. That was a TikTok. Yeah,
he's cool.
Yeah, it was all good.
That's funny.
Pretty wild. But let's. We're running out of time, actually. And there's a couple things you want to talk about. And one of the things was Oddfest.
Yes. So I have an event every year. I do like something fun for my anniversary. Last year I created Oddfest, which is a vendor event with entertainment. I didn't want it to be the opposite. Yeah, everybody does like entertainment and then throws a couple vendors. But this year we're having it at the State Theater because it's in August and the State Theater has air conditioning. Yay!
Yeah.
But it's also a restored theater and it's beautiful inside. And like, I mean, they've restored the marble, the chandeliers. It's just a really good environment. And Springfield has done a lot to build up their downtown. So if you haven't experience that in a while, check it out. And like, check out their summer shows that they have at the park down by Wittenberg. It's like they've done so much, and I'm actually quite proud of them because I was there when I was younger. But yeah, Oddfest. So we have this year it's going to be August 16th.
Okay.
And it's an evening thing with shows. I haven't announced everybody yet. I haven't actually announced like most of most of anybody because it's just so early. But we are going to have like pirates, and we're going to have belly dancers, and we're going to have, you know, like the pole twirlers and jugglers, and we have all that stuff for the entertainment side of things. But the vendors are like just the most chill, coolest people. Like I handpicked a lot of people. Nobody's like got the same thing. Everybody's different. It's fun to highlight different people. I also like to do that in front of the shop in the summer. I like to, like, it's free. Like, just get a hold of me if you're a food truck or if you want to do a pop-up art thing.
Yeah.
If I can help you in any way, like, I can only have so many people in my store, and unfortunately I can only have so many people having booths at Oddfest. But we do different things. Plus, I collaborate with a lot of people, you know, and I know tons of people, and I know tons of people that do different events, and people are looking for something new and to change things up. And I feel terrible when I can't like accommodate every artist, because it makes me like sad to think that they feel like they're not good enough. And that's absolutely not true. Like, if you believe in your art, keep making it. There's a place for you. You just have to, you just keep going and you'll find it, you know? So, I'm also involved in the, Vampire Ball that will be here in Fairborn, and that's at the Phoenix, and that is in October. It's like the first weekend of October. And that is a, like a breast cancer charity event. So like all the proceeds go to that. Last year we had like 600 people.
Wow.
It's a whole stage show. They have like, it all goes to a good cause, but it's got that warehouse vibe. So it feels like an old school rave that people don't get to experience, you know? But Mary Catherine, that owns Clash, puts a lot of effort into that because she is a cancer survivor, a breast cancer survivor. So it's dear to her heart. And all of the people that love her want to support that as a thing. So it's definitely a show you don't want to miss. There's so many fun things happening this summer that people like totally forget about. I mean, I do so many little weird events. Like, we have evil bunny photos. Like, we like to switch things up. If somebody's doing something, I want to do like the opposite version in the evil way. Like, okay. So they people do the Christmas, you know, photos and all that little Christmas thing. And I do Krampus photos, and that's a big deal. And then people do the, you know, the love thing. So we make sure we do fetish. So it's like the raunchy version of it. And then we do the evil bunny instead of the Easter. And we make it like an Easter set, but it's like a demented rabbit. And,
yeah.
And people love it. They bring their babies. They love it. Like, sometimes kids don't enjoy it, but the parents like get a laugh out of it. I don't really know why. Like, it cracks me up. But people bring their pets. Like, we're down. If you just you want to play along, like, we're good for anything. But we've done baby goat pettings. We also do classes. I announce them, and they're small little intimate things. So we'll do like terrarium making, or we did like a spell kit one with a girl that does like, she does like the herbal witch, like the modern witch type stuff. So, and that was strange because I, you know, it's not like throw a bat wing and something in a pot, but it was actually talking about how different herbs, you know, they make something happen in us, and that's why that's a love spell. And that's why I was like, oh wow, science. I was like learning stuff. So if you learn stuff in any situation, then it's allowed
a cool
to have
thing.
A couple glasses of wine, because it's like, you know, like, it's not drinking anymore, it's learning. But we've done different wine events, and you know, and we're going to start doing our no alcohol event of the the gothic tea parties. And it's, you know, we're just going to keep coming up with ideas. So if anybody ever has an idea and wants to host their own thing, we have space for that too. And we have art shows coming up. There's a clown art show. It's a girl's birthday, and she's putting on her own clown art show.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can do parties, birthday parties, all that stuff. People don't know how big my space is. They like they see the store, but it's everything in the store is literally like double. Like, so we have our, we have like a seance room, and we have a whole back area with a stage. Like, they have no idea until they get back there. So if you want to see the secret at the secret chamber, then
the secret.
Yeah, if you want to see the secret, get involved, you know, do something different. You never know if you're going to love it. Take a little painting class. We did a live still art, like it was like a burlesque dancer still art, and like she just, we all got to draw her and stuff. And that's not something people are doing around here. So, you know, give it a try. Just do something new. I mean, if you don't like it, don't do it again. But, you know, it's, you know, you never know until you, like, take a chance.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And then even, like, the big thing to me was, like, the whole museum thing you got in the basement. I think that's such a big value that people don't realize.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what, $5?
It's $5, yeah. We have a lot of people that come in from, like, they see that Atlas Obscura, and I'm telling you, that is a really
and
cool
And you can
website.
Literally spend an hour down there and really not fully grasp everything.
And it gives me an excuse to buy more things because, like, sometimes I forget to, like, the love of, like, oh, you know, but I get some things in my hand. I don't want to share it. You know, maybe not yet. You know what I mean? And like, I don't want to give it up yet. I don't want people to see it though. But there's some like cool, weird things out there that people just, they don't consider until they see them as like oddities because it's, like I said, it's not all
I think
about
one
that,
of the things
the basement's
I saw,
definitely darker.
If I remember one of the things I saw, I think it was, Charles Manson's hair.
Yes, I have that. Yeah. And, so I've had people, because it's a darker vibe and it's just heavier, it's a basement, and but also we got some things down there that are a little like, they got
spirits might be attached to it.
You got a little buzz, you know, people get down there and it's just, they explain it as heavy.
Yeah.
So
that's the biggest, yes.
Yeah, so we've had ghost people come through our store and they've done things. We've had a couple things ping. One of the most interesting was, there's one picture on the wall. And I have had two different ghost groups come through, and they had like these talk boxes. They say words. They say different random words.
Yeah.
And both of them pulled me aside and told me like what they, you know, what did different things. And they said, we kept going by this one picture, and it kept saying Mary, Mary, Mary. And then the other team came in, and they had no idea what this other team. And this is like months later, and they told me the exact same thing. And that was gifted to me by I don't know if you know Frida's auction house down the street.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've been there for years and years. And Frida, it's been a few years now, but she gave me that probably like a couple months before she ended up passing away. She just said, "I've had this picture in my life for always, and it just makes me think of you." So she gave it to me, and then she ended up passing away. So it's definitely something I'll never get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept pinging Mary, Mary. So I have it marked just like haunted Mary. I'm like, I don't know why, you know, but I've been down there working and I've heard things go across like the floor. I don't know about like spirits and ghosts and things. I have an oddity shop and people want, they want it as soon as they walk in the door. They want to feel that. All I can do is say what I've experienced and what legit things have happened to me. But I have been in that basement at like 1-2 in the morning and heard clear footsteps like go across the room. We have things like constantly like moved like 6 inches or like on the ground, and it's like, you know, and so we have this whole thing, we call it a ghost cat because we don't know what else to say at this point, you know.
Yeah,
so we have like, we have ghost cat memorabilia because we just blame it on the cat. Like people trip for no reason.
Yeah.
People just be walking and they'll just be like something, they feel, they've told me they felt like something run past their legs, they told me, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I said, we'll just put it on the ghost cat so people don't get too bugged out. But down in the basement, people have paid and got to the stairway and turned around. Sometimes they just can't do it or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, for me, I basically live there. So for me, the way I see it, if there are spirits in the world, they're probably like children. Mm-hmm. What do children do when they don't get attention? They scream, act out.
Yeah.
So everything in our store, we try to, you know, we walk in the door in the morning and we're like, hello.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. And when I close at night, bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I literally have gone to the basement like a few times and when it's slower and I'll apologize. Like, sorry, guys. It'll be a better day tomorrow. Like, swear somebody will come in. Like, I don't know what to do. I just want to keep things happy. If there are things there, people swear that there are. I mean, like.
Well, I mean, I think the voice box thing is cool. I got a cool story to tell you actually, before we wrap up, and then we'll have you, we'll do everything. But I do want to tell the story because I think it's a cool story. I went down to Indiana and they had a state sanitarium there, and they had this guy, like the worst guy. He died there. He did some crazy stuff, like murderer, whatever. Anyway, he was in his room the whole time, and then he ended up dying there. And they said he's still there. So we go to the room and we have the voice box. And it does this. It goes, you know, and then like the robot voice comes on or whatever. And I said, and it's like 2 a.m, pitch dark. And I'm like, is anybody here? I'm with 2 other people. yes.
Ah, scary, right? Like, okay. It gives you chills. Like, what?
I'm like, okay. Where are you? Behind you. I kid you not, right? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So then I'm like thinking to myself, do you like me? Fuck Frank.
What?
Swear to God.
How do these things like work? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Because so like, I would have never believed that with the Mary thing. But I mean, how would they have known? How would they have known about this other guy saying the whole same thing?
It's super freaky. So then I'm like, okay, sorry. We were going to leave you alone. And I mean, a disrespect. So we leave and we go back and we're like, hey, this is what happened. So we tell the ghost guys, you know, because they just let you, they do this whole thing. And then they say, okay, here's the equipment. They kind of show you how the equipment works and like four different spots that are hot spots. And then they say, okay, for the rest of the night, explore, do your own thing. Give us your ID. You can use the equipment, mess around with it yourself. And that's what we did. And he goes, well, there's two interesting things about this voice box. I said, okay, what's it? What's that? He goes, well, one, we have it programmed where it doesn't say cuss words, and we have it programmed where it doesn't say names.
Well,
and
it didn't work.
And I said, well, that definitely didn't happen. Yeah. He goes, that must mean it's very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong spirit that it can get through that.
It really doesn't like me.
Yeah, it means it had to like really figure it out. And I said, oh, interesting.
My first real experience at the shop was somebody brought me a picture, and it's a postmortem of a baby. It had like information on the back of it, and I had it. I put it. They were like, "It's in our family, and nobody's comfortable with it. And we gotta get rid of it." And traded me like something really quickly, and I was just like, "How is this in your family?" And you just like wanted like something dumb, like deck of cards. Who knows? You know what I mean? Something tiny, and just like booked it. And I was like, "Okay, here's like some needful things, like feeling." So I put it on the wall, and I put it for sale. And it was a baby Sophia, and put it for sale. And I had this radio that was old school radio, AM, and it does these neon lights when you turn it. It does that knob. It turns on click, and then it's like neon lights, and you had to do the volume all the way up, right? So I'm sitting there in the store. No one has came in that day, like no one at all. And it all of a sudden that radio came on, and this is right after I got that picture. It came on full blast, and with, you know, with the lights and everything, like full blast. And that's something you had to turn the knob to get it to be full blast.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. I like freaked out. So I unplugged it. I'm like, wiring, like I don't know. And so 7 days to that day, I went in the front door, and I have these bells on the door, and I had to go to the bathroom so bad, and I just beelined for the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I got to that bathroom door all the way in the back of my shop, and I heard the bells, and I was like, damn it. So I turned back around, and I run to the front like, hey, I'll be with you in a second. I have to go to the bathroom. And those bells, when you open the door, they mm-hmm. you know, shake back and forth. They're sitting dead still. And like, I know for absolute fact, I heard those bells. So I took the price off of it. I just left the name. I took the price off the pit. I'm kind of like, what happened in those 7 days? So seven days, like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is make mathematic connections. Like, you know what I mean? Like what has changed in my environment besides getting this picture? So I took the price off of it, because I thought, you know, maybe you've been in this family for years, and all of a sudden somebody wants to sell you. That's like gross. So I took the price off of it. Nothing from her, like, since. And I actually put her in the basement, because I'm like, I think I'm supposed to keep you.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, but I know for fact, all I can do is say facts. And for fact, that radio came on. For fact, that door, like, I know I would have ignored it. Like, I heard that.
That's interesting, because I was talking to my girlfriend either yesterday or the night before. I was telling her we're going to be doing this. And she was like, you know, explain to me, like, what is this place, or what business are you doing? And I was explaining. And I said, you know, honestly, and it just kind of hit me. And I said, it's almost like she's a keeper. Mm-hmm. A keeper of things. A keeper, like, there's people on this planet, on this world, that's what you're designed for. And it's like, you're a keeper. And you keep these things treasured until... cherished,
so they
and all
find
that.
Homes.
Literally, your name. Yes.
Yeah.
Until
like,
you find a home.
And I
for
say
it.
That.
Yeah.
I'm like, I literally
it's
say
really
bye to things.
Interesting. Yeah.
When I sell them sometimes, like the dolls and stuff that are possibly haunted babies or whatever, I say bye to them. I'm like, sometimes I don't even let the people know I'm saying bye to them. I just kind of, I sold a skull the other day. And, and I like whispered to the box, like, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool, man, you're going home.
Yeah.
Like, somebody that loves you, you know what I mean? So, like, somebody, and I honestly, That's the cool thing about having your own business, because there's been times when I've had some shady-ish people that come in and want to buy something that I absolutely love. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, sorry, that's already sold. Yeah, like, I'll just lie. Yeah. I don't care. Like, if I don't feel that it's, like, the right home, like, it doesn't need to go with you. Like, you're not a cool person. You don't need to get my stuff. It's fine. Like,
of course.
So, but we get all kinds. We get all kinds in our store. And it's okay. And you know what? Like, as much as we were talking about the kids, like, some of the kids are my favorite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they come in with their...
I'm cool with kids. Just don't kick the furniture.
Yeah, yeah, right. Some of the kids that come in are, like, my biggest fans. And they are, you know, I don't have, like, a daughter, but there's some of them that I'm like, oh, my God, it's a little me. Like, they're having conversations with me about stuff because they're generally interested in it. Mm-hmm. And they're retaining it. And they come back in and they say things like, oh, Mom, that's Baby Sophia. Or that's, you know what I mean? That's Madame Wee Wee, like, one of the haunted dolls. And I'm like, oh, my God, she remembers, like, all this stuff. And it's nice. It's nice to know that there is a... some in the generations to, like, take it and keep going with it. You know what I mean? Keep going with it and have the, not just collect and sell and make money, but, like, actually love it. Like, I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they're in, I love this store, Mom. It's my favorite place on earth. And, like, maybe they didn't have anything to compare it to except for, like, Hot Topic at some point.
Yeah.
But, like, you know,
it's the stories. Yeah. And if you can figure out the stories for the piece of whatever item that you have,
yeah,
and pass the story down,
right? And people want it. They want more details. Yes. And sometimes I don't have them, but sometimes I do. And people want them.
I had an ex that she was a story buyer. Mm. She didn't care what. I mean, I'm like, why do we have this pottery? Yeah. Oh, you don't understand the history of this girl. She worked and did this. I'm like, yeah, it's pottery.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You know, I was like being a total guy. Like, I don't get it. But no, she bought the story. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people, I think, that consume that way. And
they do.
That's something that you can definitely do. And what's cool about your stores, you can definitely tell cool stories. As long as you get the information.
Yeah. We have a lot of
as long as you get the story,
reading things around, you know, like Fred. And you can read the whole, like I was explaining, the whole fairy to death and life and what that's about. And they can read these little things around. And you hear them, like, sometimes reading out loud to, like, their group and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's cool because I don't know any other store that has anything close to what I'm doing. So,
well, that's wrapping us up. So tell us, how do we get a hold of you? I believe Facebook, you said, is the best place to go.
Facebook is, I'm getting better at Instagram, but we are on TikTok. If you would love to like my TikTok, I would love to have you there.
There you go.
Like, I would love to have you on my TikTok.
Well, so tell us exactly how to get you on Facebook. My guy will put a graphic up on the video.
I believe it's just the Secret Chamber Fairborn for most everything, Instagram, all that.
Okay.
But I have like cards with links.
Is it Secret Chamber Fairborn, or is it Secret Chamber House of Oddies and Artwork?
If you put in, you can Google us, like, just put in Fairborn Oddities, and we come up on all forums. So, like, we are honestly, there's nothing really around that's anything like us. So,
what about giving you a call? Store phone number?
It's my cell phone number, and you're probably not going to get me an answer. I've been getting
okay. We don't have to put that out.
Past couple weeks, I've been getting like 30-40 a day, like just calls that are one number different, and I'm like, I don't know what happened in the change, but something's going on. So if you do call me, absolutely leave a voicemail and I'll call you back, but leave your number because my phone doesn't tell me the number.
Yeah, who it is.
it's awful. I'm very like the whole, like, go out, live life, do things, don't, you know, so I try to be as non-tech as possible, but I am getting better at it. I do not sell online. You have to come and experience us.
Yeah.
You have to, because you're missing so much. You're missing your textures, your smells, your taste. You're missing so much. And, you know, when it comes to that frivolous, like, stuff, you don't know it until it's in front of you.
Right.
Like, you know, like, if you, how boring is that? Just, like, knowing what you want every day and then putting it in an Amazon cart. Like, that doesn't seem very, you know. I mean, that was my life, like, traveling to different places and finding these little things hidden behind something else and wheeling and dealing and finding that stuff that people didn't care about and then, you know, walking through a total, like, a street fair type situation with a hyena that you found for $100. on a wagon.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, all right, yeah. And then once I was going through this like market, and I was like, "What do you got that's weird?" And the guy's like, "He's like, well, I got this picture over here, and I don't even know how to sell it." And I went over there, and it was a black velvet picture of this African American woman with this big afro, topless.
Yeah.
Oh. I made sure to. I walked so proud through that entire
place.
Like, I was like so proud of that picture. Like, yeah, I wish I'd have kept. That's one of the things I wish I'd have kept, but.
Oh man. Yeah. You can't look back. Can't look back.
But yeah,
you got the story still.
Just shock value sometimes.
Yeah.
Like I just like shocking people with like not having to do much. Like it was great.
Well, we always like to leave with words of wisdom. So any words of wisdom that you like to leave on a positive note here, we always try to do that.
Well, stay weird, you know. Yeah. Be your weird self. There are people out there for you. Find your people. Don't think that you're alone in like any of your thoughts. Always just, and be weird out loud. Like there's no reason to hide anymore. You know, there's no reason. We all have things that are different about us. And, it's, you know, some people are in high school. That's true. But, it's just different. It's different now. And there's groups of weird everywhere, you know, like maybe it's a little like anime convention or something like that. There are people out there, and never think you're alone in it.
That's a
terrible feeling, and I get it.
Yeah.
I know it, and I wish I'd have done it sooner. So yeah, don't hold back.
Well, cool. Well, thank you, Cherish, for joining us, and thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And
I'm very close. It was very easy.
And I will be coming back into the store again. Even though I've been there multiple times, I will go back again because there's always something new
always
and fresh.
Always something different.
All right. Until then, we'll see you.
And follow to our Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. Be sure to sign up for our email list and receive an email to watch the show Wednesday at 8 a.m. Do you know a great Dayton business that you would like to see on the show? Visit our website at DaytonApproved.com and click on the contact tab and tell us who you'd like to see.